back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. You're the third caller, so at the end of your comments, leave your address with Luke, and you'll get a Devil Radio T-shirt. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, thanks for that, Matt, but I got
I can't hear you, Dick. Can you raise raise the volume a little bit or speak louder?
I got one last week, Matt, so...
Yeah, a little louder, Dick.
I would love to say I need another T-shirt, but I got one last week. What it's called about is Ron Johnson. You know, now he says that crowd didn't scare him at all, and, you know, the crazy stuff he said. You know, if that's true, why didn't the good senator go out in that crowd, kind of like Bobby Kennedy did after the King assassination, and calm them down and get them to leave? I mean, he seems to think they're just this group that, how do you put it? They're jovial. They're jovial. You know, now they're calling for him to resign. You and I both know he won't. But they'll take the tact. I'm sure that if he runs again, well, you can get rid of me next year because it's an election year. What's your thoughts on it?
Yeah, no, there's no sincerity in what he did or said. He did it as a calculation. It leads me to believe he may be running for re-election in violation of his word. He gave his word in 2010 and 2016 that he would not run for more than two terms. And his word is no good. But he also doesn't want to run and lose. He's testing the waters. I'm sure he's polling, going to see who the Democrats nominate and so forth. But to prepare for a race, he's trying to cultivate the Trump base, the cult base. And the cult base is not the majority of the Republican Party, but it's a substantial slug of the Democratic Party. It's a cult. And he's trying to ingratiate himself and just racialize everything. I think he's misreading Wisconsin. What he's going to do is energize Democrats against him and a lot of independents. Frankly, Republicans in the suburbs and the exurbs are Republicans, but they understand a few things. They understand that you can't have capitalism with violence. They understand that you can't have democracy with violence. And they understand you can't have capitalism without without democracy. They abhor violence because it'll be turned against their own stores and factories and businesses. They abhor violence. Basically, as conservative as some of them are, it's a good kind of conservatism that says we want a democratic society in the mainstream of Western civilization that governs by democratic rules and not by violence. When he starts, in effect, lying in bed with violence, I think he's making a big mistake. And more importantly, it's immoral what he has said. You know, the business of going out there like Bobby Kennedy, come on, give me a break. He's not Bobby Kennedy. I mean, going out there and calming people down after the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King, that isn't even remotely a comparison. He's incapable of it. He's basically egging them on. He's egging them on. There's no good faith in what he's saying. You know, when he says that they respect law enforcement and respect the law after they murdered a cop, gouged the eye out of a cop, stabbed one of the pole, brain damaged two others, and one of their people got shot and trampled to death, and they believe in the rule of law? Really? And they respect law enforcement when they murdered one and maimed and permanently damaged others? Really? He doesn't believe it. No one believes it. He's saying it for a cult. He is saying it for a cult. And we do not want a cult senator. So it's immoral what he did. I think it's stupid what he did because he's trying to ward off a Republican primary. And that may be successful. But the people of the state are not cult people. They're not Trump people. They do not like cults. Thanks for calling in. Okay. Going to Africa. Gunmen again kidnap students in northwestern Nigeria, a few hundred yards from the National Defense Institute, where 3,500 trainee officers are based. There's a firefight. something like a little over 200 women were recovered, but were taken, 180 rescued, 30 still missing. There have been 40 kidnappings of students in that area since December. These kidnappings are done by Boko Haram or Al Qaeda. They're Muslims who go into girls' boarding schools, which are Christian girls' boarding schools, rape them, force them to convert to Islam, and then take them out and either murder them or hold them for ransom. This is described in the New York Times is that they marry them. This is described as somehow, well, it's just an unfortunate local thing. Let me tell you something. There is a wave going south in sub-Saharan Africa to exterminate or forcibly convert animist people, that is, Africans who have these animist sort of nature religions, and Christians. And they will not, Boko Haram and Al-Qaeda are simply the vanguard of jihadist penetration, just as happened in Asia many hundreds of years ago, over 1,000 years ago, and succeeded in spreading jihad from what's now Saudi Arabia all the way to India, and Pakistan, in that area. It can only be stopped militarily, and it can only be stopped with resolve, and it cannot be stopped by people kind of minimizing it in the West and looking at it as a cultural dispute. It's resulting in murders and rapes and the destruction of Africa. The governments that come in are corrupt, they're jihadist governments, and this is spreading down into Africa. So that's what happened this time. Another one, fourth since December. Girl, and by the way, what they do is they sort out boys and girls. They only take the girls because the girls don't resist and they don't try to escape. They're afraid the boys would resist and escape. When the Boko Haram goes into a village, or these Fulani shepherds who are Muslim shepherds go into a village, they immediately murder as many people as they can, old men, women, children, to intimidate the population and force them into their arms. What's going on? It's about time somebody said this very, very bluntly. I've said it on here. And our immigration policy doesn't recognize this. Preference should be given, exclusive preference should be given in the Middle East and in Africa to people who are subject to extermination and genocide for their religion. In this case, it's Christians. And the culture that exterminates them should not be admitted at all. Let them go somewhere else, place them in China or Russia or Japan and see what happens. Well, they wouldn't take them. So put them back in the Middle East in one of their countries, and we can help fund some of these camps and so on. We do not want them in Europe. We do not want them in the United States. Okay. There is an attempt now by Kevin McCarthy, who's angry that the Democrats threw Marjorie Taylor Greene, the QAnon right-wing nut from Georgia, off of her committees, to throw Eric Swalwell off of his committee. Eric Swalwell, one of the great Republican Democratic congressman, ran for president briefly. Tit for tat, You kill my cat, I'll kill your cat, Eric Swalwell off the Intelligence Committee, and the ostensible reason, it's because he was supported by a woman of Chinese descent who's now back in China, and I think personally probably been recruited by the Chi-Coms, but she had no influence on him, and simply because he knew her, and that's their ostensible reason. I'm tired. Kevin McCarthy is bad news. He's betrayed the country. He's no good. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.